This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli meets with the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers Office Bearers, explores solutions to their ongoing Kathmandu-centered agitation. National Examination Board dismisses rumors of Grade 12 exam postponement. 41 people killed in pre-monsoon disaster incidents this year. NDRRMA urges one and all to follow disaster-related information, forecast and warnings issued. And U.S. says to stop brokering Russia-Ukraine peace deal if without quick progress. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli yesterday held a meeting with office bearers of the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers to explore solutions to the ongoing teachers' agitation centered in Kathmandu. Teachers from across the country have gathered in the federal capital for their agitation since April 2nd, putting forth various demands, including a prompt endorsement of the School Education Bill 2081 Vikram Sambat. It may be noted that the cabinet meeting held on April 15 had decided to make necessary coordination from the government side to pass the School Education Bill at the earliest by calling the session of the Federal Parliament and summoning the Federal Parliament session on April 25th. On a different occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said that the construction of the four-lane Narayanghat-Butwal road section will be completed in time. After an inspection of the road section at Gaidakot area yesterday, the Prime Minister said there should be no delay in construction works now. The Prime Minister directed the stakeholders and officials to complete the project soon, adding that the people have suffered due to delay in construction works of one of the country's major road networks. At a different event inaugurating the six-lane Pulchok-Gondrang road section in Chitwan yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli called on everyone to have a common understanding of the country's development. Meanwhile, Prime Minister also claimed there is no truth in the rumour of a change in government formed on the partnership between the two big political parties. The National Examination Board, NEB, has stated that the Grade 12 examinations will be conducted as scheduled. After rumours spread that the 12th grade exams were postponed, the board, in a press release, clarified that the exams have not been postponed. The board has also informed that there is no truth in the propaganda that has been spread to create confusion among students and parents. It has requested all stakeholders to follow authentic information through its website. The 12th grade exams have been scheduled to start on 24th of April. A report on Pokhara International Airport prepared by the Parliamentary Subcommittee has been submitted to the Public Accounts Committee. The subcommittee, coordinated by lawmaker Rajendra Prasad Lingden, carried out a thorough investigation into the construction process of Pokhara International Airport and submitted the report. The sub-panel had conducted the study and monitoring of the airport in response to the questions raised from multiple sectors over the irregularities in the construction process. The airport was constructed for 22 billion rupees with a loan from Exim Bank of China. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that anti-constitutional activities are not acceptable. Inaugurating the Gandaki province-level security seminar in Pokhara yesterday, the Home Minister said that anti-constitutional activities and instability in the name of former monarchist or any other name would not be forgiven under any condition. Home Minister Lekhak also highlighted the need for collaboration among the federal, provincial and local governments for disaster risk reduction and management. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung informed that the ministry has been asking the Meta company to establish its liaison office in Nepal to make the social media platform responsible towards society. Minister Gurung, in the 9th General Convention of Sancharika Samuha, a forum of women journalists and communicators, pointed out the need to regulate social media platforms for the country's independence, geographical integrity, sovereignty and welfare of the community. In the event, journalist Usha Lohani and Dr. Harikala Adhikari have been conferred with the Sancharika Leading Honour 2018. Similarly, journalist Dhanu Dhanu Vishwakarma has been honored with the Sancharika Equality Award 2018. Likewise, the late Uma Singh Journalism Award 2018 was given to journalist Sapana Kumari Karna. The 9th Central Convention has also elected Kamala Panthi as the chairperson of the Sancharika Samuha. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The Dapan Jubilee celebration of the successful ascent of the world's third highest peak, Mount Kanchenjunga, has begun in Taplejung district. The celebration has been organized by the Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council, where, according to the council's office secretary, Mankumar Limbu, 6 Kanchenjunga climbers from the district will be honored. British climbers Joe Brown and George Band were the first to reach the top Kanchenjunga in 1955. A march was organized from Swayambhunath to Basantapur yesterday to mark the World Heritage Day. The march that set out from local Bhunikhel concluded upon reaching Basantapur via the heritage route with the participation of the Department of Archaeology, the Swayambhu Management and Conservation Mahasamiti and various other cultural organizations. On the occasion, the participants spread the messages related to heritage conservation. 41 people have lost their lives in disaster-related incidents so far since the start of the pre-monsoon this year. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, a total of 257 people sustained injuries and property worth millions of rupees was damaged in such incidents during the period. Pre-monsoon is now taking place across the country. Generally, the period of March to May is considered the pre-monsoon season. Issuing a notice yesterday, the authority has urged one and all to follow the disaster-related information, forecast and warnings issued by the bodies of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology and to remain alert about disasters and provide assistance in building a safe community. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. will take a pass on brokering further Russia-Ukraine talks if Moscow or Kiev make it difficult to reach a peace deal. The U.S. president told reporters in the Oval Office on Friday that he was not expecting a truce to happen in a specific number of days, but he wanted it done quickly. His comments came hours after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned that the U.S. would abandon talks unless there were clear signs of progress within days. This comes as Russian strikes on Ukraine continue, with 2 people reported killed and more than 100 injured in the northeastern cities of Kharkiv and Sumy on Friday. Moscow launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022 and Russian troops have been advancing, albeit slowly, in eastern Ukraine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has placed a number of conditions on any potential ceasefire. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of westerly and local winds as well as the influence of the low-pressure area formed around Bihar, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. There are also chances of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 15 to 17 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli meets with Confederation of Nepalese Teachers Office Bearers, explores solutions on to their ongoing Kathmandu-centered agitation. National Examination Board dismisses rumors of Grade 12 exam postponement. 41 people killed in pre-monsoon disaster incidents this year, and the NDRRMA urges one and all to follow disaster-related information, forecast and warnings issued. And U.S. says to stop brokering Russia-Ukraine peace deal if without quick progress. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.